Welcome to Quickies.
What? Where? How? Too many questions and not enough answers? Well, I'm here to fill in those very blanks for you, only here on Quickies, brought to you by In.com. My name is Arjun and let's find out what is up today. After almost two decades, Sanjay Leela Bhansali and Salman Khan are going to be working together. The anticipation of the fans is justified considering the duo delivered some classics like Khamoshi and Hum Dil De Chuke Sanam in the past. But once Bhai was confirmed, there were speculations regarding who's going to be starring opposite him. Contrary to the rumors, it isn't Deepika Padukone or Anushka Sharma, but Alia Bhatt. Yes, you heard it right. Looks like this 26-year-old actress has no intentions of slowing down. No wonder she's making headlines pretty much every single day. Just a while ago, she officially tweeted that dream with your eyes wide open, they say, and I did. Sanjay Sir and Salman Khan are magical together and I can't wait to join them on this beautiful journey called Inshallah. Around the same time, Bhai also tweeted, it's been 20 years but I'm glad Sanjay and I are finally back in his next film, Inshallah. Looking forward to work with Alia and Inshallah, we will all be blessed on this journey. So there you have it, Sanjay Leela's next installment is going to be a big one. Which knowing him isn't new, but it sure is exciting to see what this lead pair has to offer, especially because there is an age gap of almost 27 years between them. But then again, it's Bollywood where there is no room for impossible. Now, if anyone was to use hashtag goals, it would be most appropriate to do so for Priyanka Chopra. And I don't mean just actor goals or personality goals, but simply hashtag goals. So what did she do now? Well, after featuring in Forbes 100 Most Influential list and Variety's 500 Most Influential list, the former Miss World is now among the 50 most powerful women in entertainment. If that is not a good enough accomplishment within itself, you have the likes of Meryl Streep, Reese Witherspoon, Ellen DeGeneres, Beyoncé, Oprah Winfrey, Jennifer Lawrence, Nicole Kidman, Tina Fey, and well, you get the gist. The point is, PC is on that very list, which was presented by USA Today to honor the women who have redefined the entertainment industry and changed the game in their respective lines of work. And when Mrs. Jonas was asked as to how she felt about it, she said, "For me, power is simply an energy that empowers me to do what I love. It is the ability to open doors and turn my dreams into a reality of what I was destined to do. I feel privileged to share this platform with these amazing women who have each pushed through their own challenges and created their own realities and today stand shoulders above everyone in their chosen careers. It does give one a feeling of achievement." Now, there is no doubt about her being a phenomenal global dominating personality and she is a pretty significant part of Hollywood. However, she hasn't forgotten where it all began, which is why her next film, The Sky is Pink, is all set to release in October later this year, wherein we will be seeing her along Farhan Akhtar and Zaira Hussain. But all said and done, it would be safe to assume that as far as lists are concerned, this is only the beginning for the Desi girl. Now, while celebrities might be used to seeing paparazzi more often than their family, that is not necessarily true for their kids as well. Unlike Taimur Ali Khan, Shah Rukh Khan's youngest son Abram is not one who fancies the candid pictures. Recently, when he was spotted on the airport with his father, it was no surprise that all the camera lenses from every possible direction were pointed at Shah Rukh and his son. But Abram was quick to cover his face with his grey soft toy, refusing to get clicked. However, it's not the first time Abram has tried to avoid something like this. In fact, after attending his friend Aradhya Bachchan's birthday bash, he felt a lot of flashes coming his way and angrily screamed, "No pictures!" Which makes sense given that they're constantly hounded and at that age you just want to be a kid. However, if he has any intentions of following the footsteps of his father, he needs to be prepared to brave the world which is filled with paparazzis. This country makes a lot of movies, which is understandable given that there are so many stories to tell. And because of that very reason, an upcoming project is based on squadron leader Vijay Karnik, who was in charge of the Bhuj airport during the 1971 Indo-Pak War. So who is going to play his character in the film? It's none other than Ajay Devgan. With his last movie Total Dhamal having done reasonably well at the box office and despite having his plate full at the moment with the rom-com De De Pyar De as well as Tanaji, which is a period drama, the Singham star is going all out to prove his versatility by signing this large-scale film titled Bhuj, The Pride of India, which is going to be directed by Abhishek Dudhaya. The word from the producer of the film, Bhushan Kumar, is, "This courageous tale needs to be told because we want this and the coming generation to know about this brave soldier." Squadron leader Vijay Karnik, who played a significant role in India's victory in the 1971 war. No one but him was heroic enough to take this bold step to involve civilians in a war. Also, who better than Ajay Devgan for the role of Vijay Karnik? We are working with him currently in De De Pyar De and Tanaji, and we are glad he is on board for this film too. The squadron leader and the producer seem to share pretty much the same outlook about Ajay, since Vijay recently said that we were fighting a war and if there had been any casualties of any of these women, it would have been a great loss to the war effort. But I took the decision and it worked out. I had briefed them where they could take shelter if attacked and they followed it bravely. Also, I could only and only see Ajay Devgan essaying my character and I'm glad he's on board. Oof, seems like there are some great expectations from this film, but looking at Ajay's track record, I'm sure no one is going to be disappointed. I'm not sure whether it's Vivek Oberoi playing Narendra Modi or it's the Prime Minister himself, but there is no doubt that his biopic has been one of the most anticipated films of this year. The movie is all about Modi ji's journey from a chaiwala to becoming the Prime Minister of the biggest democracy in the world. The buzz around the film intensified when the makers released 9 different looks of Vivek in the film. And it doesn't stop there, given that the word is the release date has been preponed by a week. So instead of releasing on 12th April, it is now going to hit the big screens on the 5th. But wait, hold on, there's more. Interestingly enough, there is another movie in reference to PM Modi titled Watchman, directed by A.L. Vijay, a famous South filmmaker, which is set to release on 12th April. The poster of Watchman is of a dog carrying a banner that reads I am a Chowkidar too, which funnily followed BJP's Main Bhi Chowkidar campaign. Meanwhile, Modi's biopic starring Vivek has him on the new poster wearing white and surrounded by kids wearing saffron and green, together making the symbol of the Indian flag. So what led to the changing of the release dates? Well, in the words of the producer Sandeep Singh, we are bringing the film a week early on public demand. There is a lot of love and anticipation among people and we don't want to let them wait any longer. This is a story of 1.3 billion people and I can't wait to show it to them. But whatever the case might be, looks like April is definitely Modi ji's month. For now, that's all. My name is Arjun. Until next time.
The Quickies on in.com.